CBU Kenosha, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Brief. Ahead of Wednesday's government shutdown deadline, President Trump meets congressional leaders tomorrow, hoping to end the impasse over a short-term spending bill. Here's CBS's Michael Toscano.
Democrats have pushed for the bill to include a permanent extension of tax credits for people enrolled in health insurance through the Affordable Care Act, as well as a rolling back of Medicaid cuts that were in the recently passed domestic policy bill passed by Republicans they call the Big Beautiful Bill.
Trump's also meeting Israel's Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu tomorrow to discuss the president's Gaza peace plan.
Hamas would not be part of any post-war government, and some Hamas leaders would be allowed to leave Gaza.
But CBS's Linda Gradstein says hardliners will likely pressure Netanyahu to reject the plan. The world's Mormons are today mourning this man.
We teach that God's love for his children is infinite, regardless of race, nationality, or gender.
Russell M. Nelson, the oldest ever president of the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints, died last night at 101. CBS News Brief, I'm Vicki Barker.
For Civic Media News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. Wisconsinites are getting loud about how proposed utility rate hikes would impact their lives. Judith Ruiz Branch reports.
Alliant Energy, Xcel Energy, and Madison Gas and Electric filed applications with the Public Service Commission of Wisconsin to increase their electric rates in 2026 and 2027, citing a need for infrastructure upgrades. Xcel customers like 60-year-old Thomas Burhan of Superior have already been grappling with how to keep up with rising costs. Burhan, who is disabled and lives on a fixed income, says his energy was already shut off earlier this year after he fell behind on payments.
It may be only $16 or $18, but that money could be spent for a medication that I need, for groceries, in many other better ways.
Xcel Energy electric rates would increase by more than 11% next year and by about 7% in 2027. Burhan voices strong frustration about the disparities between Xcel Energy executives' compensation and the financial struggles of ordinary Wisconsin residents. In 2024, Xcel Energy CEO Bob Frenzel made $12.7 million, according to salary.com.
I could live off that 1 hour's work very comfortably for a month and have money to burn. And that's what is so infuriating. They have no idea what it's like for the common people in Wisconsin.
Public Service Commission hearings for Xcel Energy took place earlier this month. PSC says it will make a decision on all three utility rate cases later this year. For Wisconsin News Connection, I'm Judith Ruiz Branch. Find our trust indicators at publicnewsservice.org.
You're listening to Civic Media News. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson.
Packers on Sunday Night Football. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports in Dallas, where the Packers are playing the Cowboys tonight. Green Bay began the season with convincing wins over the Lions and Commanders, but lost last week in Cleveland to a Browns team that hadn't won a game since last November. I spoke to Packers tight end Tucker Kraft about the start of their season so far.
You know, we did great week one, week two, coming out, trying to put points on the board. We just got to stick to that. It doesn't matter if we're home or away. We're going to come out on the first drive and try to get points on the board. That is just the demand of our offense. The defense needs us to play like that so we can play complementary to them. They hold the team to 13 points in the fourth quarter. It was 10-0 up until the fourth quarter. That's remarkable. Not a lot of defenses are doing that. We have the best defense in the NFL, so we have to help them out.
That's Packers tight end Tucker Kraft with Sports on Mike Clemens.
Don Rosen starts the day at 6 with his guests from all over Racine, along with local, state, and national news featuring Stuart J. Waddles, weekday mornings on WRJN.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Enjoy your Sunday. Sunshine, an east wind coming off the lake, very light at 5 to 10, with highs in the low to mid 70s. Overnight, a mostly clear sky, mid and upper 50s. Monday, warmer sunshine, upper 70s. To the lower 80s. It's 66 at our studios.
Are you ever questioning when life will slow down? Are you ever thinking of just relaxing and enjoying the simple things? All of this is possible, even while still being in the workforce. Worthington, Minnesota is a town growing, yet it's nothing like metro life. Professional and labor jobs, a beautiful lake, bike trails, recreation, acres of public hunting, festivals, and great people. Slow down. We're just a short drive away. So come join us. Worthington, it's worth a look.
Get some extra cash today with an installment loan up to $2,500 from your friends at AmeriCash Loans. AmeriCash Loans is a licensed lender with locations throughout Wisconsin. Just come by the Kenosha store at 6430 Green Bay Road, right in front of Lowe's. You can also call the store manager right now at 262-605-9777. That's 262-605-9777. Or visit AmeriCashLoans.com to apply online. That's AmeriCashLoans.com. Restrictions may apply.
There's still plenty of work to do before you put away your tools for another year, so if you need help with the chores ahead, just phone Get Her Done at 262-220-2555. They do the work that you hate to do yourself. Fall cleanup, gutter cleaning, power washing, you name it. And when it comes to tree removal, the pros at Get Her Done are tremendous. They're also insured and family-owned and operated for over 20 years. Call them today at 262-220-2555 and Get Her Done.
Out here in the middle of these acres, it can feel like you're the only person on earth. That's how it feels when you're struggling with your mental health. But you don't have to feel alone. Find more information at loveyourmindtoday.org. Brought to you by the Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ad Council.
The music of the stars, we're back on. We'll be here till high noon on most stations here on the Civic Media Radio Network. I'm Lou Vergani, your host. Thank you for being here. Our kind of music, you're the best audience anywhere because, well, you get it. Who remembers Snooki Lanson? Come on, that's disrespectful for me to say that. Was a big star on television, oh, back in the 50s and before, actually. He was on Your Hit Parade. His real name is Roy. Music of the Stars, Snooki Lanson. The last time you heard that name.
My dearest, my darling, tomorrow is near. The sun will bring showers of sadness, I fear. Your lips won't be smiling. Eyes will not shine, for I know tomorrow that your love won't be mine. It's almost tomorrow, but what can I do? Your kisses all tell me that your love is untrue.
Ovation. How very nice. It's nice they remember you. Isn't that exciting?
It certainly is.
Where did you get that name?
As I'm told, there was a song in the late teens that Irving Berlin wrote called All Night Long They Called Me Snooky Ookums.
Then there was... Just a nickname then?
That was...
Did your mom gave you? That's yeah. Not your real name.
No, my
what
real,
is your real name?
Real name is Roy.
Roy, anything else?
Sailor. Uh-huh. S-A-I-L-E-R.
Sailor.
S-A-I-L-E-R. That's the your doctor
mom, oh,
that delivered me.
Was his name Sailor?
His name was Sailor Anderson.
And your mom just named you after a doctor?
After him. Well, you know, that was a thing in those days. Maybe you name after the doctor, he'll deliver you cheaper.
Luckily, you weren't delivered by the Mormon Tabernacle. So you sang how many songs on a show?
Well, it was 2 to 3, you know, according to, if you did a duet like with Eileen or Dorothy or June.
Yeah. Did they have cue cards for the words?
Oh, no, we didn't have any cue cards.
But did you have to learn all of the songs?
You learned as many as you could, and then you wrote lyrics in your hand, in your hat. On the wall, on the floor, anywhere that you could.
Was that not dangerous any time?
Well, it was very dangerous because several times you'd write them on the floor and right before the show, mop that floor up and then once you learn.
But the show was live, so what would you do?
Well, you just did the best that you could.
So sometimes you would sing incorrect lyrics?
Oh, many times.
Well, many times?
Many times.
Well, because now you can talk freely because you're up. But...
And we did commercials.
Live commercials?
We did live commercials and they were not right.
All night long he calls her Snooky Ookums, Snooky Ookums. All they do is talk like babies. She's his jelly Ellie roll.
He's her Snooky Ooger bowl.
Here's the way they bill and coo. Pudgy woo, pudgy woo, pudgy woo. Snooky Ookums, Snooky Ookums. All night long the neighbors shout, cut it out, cut it out, cut it out. They cry, for goodness sake, don't keep us all awake with your Snooky Ookie Ookie baby talk.
Snooky Lanson in Heartbreak Hotel.
Number 5 on the survey. Snooky Lanson has the subway blues as he sings the number 5 tune, Heartbreak Hotel.
Well, since my baby left me, I found a new place to dwell. It's down at the end of Lonely Street at Heartbreak Hotel. And I'm so lonely, I feel so lonely, I feel so lonely, I cannot. Though it's always crowded, you still can find some room for broken-hearted lovers to cry there in the room. And I'm so lonely, and they're so lonely, I feel so lonely I could die. Well, the bellhop's tears keep flowing, and the desk clerk's dressed in black. They've been so long on Lonely Street, they never will get back. And they're so lonely, they feel so lonely, they feel so lonely they could die. So if your baby leaves you and you want a new place to dwell, just take a walk down Lonely Street to Heartbreak Hotel, and then you'll be lonely, and they'll be lonely. You'll feel so lonely.
Snooki Lanson on the Hit Parade.
Well, since my baby left me, well, I found a new place to dwell. Well, it's down at the end of Lonely Street, Heartbreak Hotel. Well, I'll be so lonely, baby. I'll be so lonely, I could die. Could I have a little more echo on my voice? Although it's always crowded, that's got it. You still can find some room for broken-hearted lovers to cry there in the gloom. Now the bellhop's tears keep flowing, the desk clerk's dress is black. Well, it's been so long and lonely. Well, let her get back. So lovely, like a duck. Well, now if your baby leaves you and you got a tale to tell, well, just take a walk down Lonely Street to Heartbreak Hotel, where you'll be. Or rip my jeans, where you will be. Third pair today, you'll be so lovely, you could die. Still can find some room for broken-hearted lovers to cry there in the gloom. So that's too much echo. Heartbreak be so lonely. Tears keep flowing. You'll be so lonely. That's too much. Turn me off.
I found a place to dwell. Well, it's down the end of Lonely Street at Heartbreak Hotel, where I'll be. I'll get so lonely, baby. I'll get so lonely, baby. I'll get so lonely, I could die. Although it's always crowded, you still can find some room for broken hearts. They're in the gloom and they'll be so lonely, baby. They'll be so lonely, baby. They'll be so lonely they could die. Well, the bellhop tears keep flowing and the desk clerk's dressed in black. Well, they've been so long on Lonely Street. They'll never get back. No, they'll be so lonely, baby. They'll be so lonely, baby. They'll be so lonely, they could die. Well, now, if your baby leaves you and you have a sad tale to tell, just take a walk down Lonely Street to Heartbreak Hotel, and you will be so, so lonely, baby. You'll be so lonely, baby. You'll be so lonely, you could die. Well, though it's always crowded, you still can find some room for broken-hearted lovers to cry there in the gloom. They'll be so, so lonely, baby. They'll be so lonely, baby. They'll be so lonely they could die.
Ba-dum, ba-dum, bum. The J. Jazzistics right there. I don't know, I have the lady's name. I have Homer and Jethro.
Down at the Heartbreak Motel, my room, it was so small. Every time I tried to smile, my teeth would touch the wall.
But I'm a staying and a paying. I ain't got room to change my mind.
I picked up my telephone. The manager said hello. He said, what's eating you? I said, that's what I'd like to know.
And I'm a itching and a scratching. I'm wearing out my fingernails.
Me and said, you can have a room, but you will have to make your bed. I said, that's okay, buddy. I learned that from my ma. Then he reached out and handed me a hammer and a saw.
And I'm a nailing and a wailing here at the Heartbreak Motel.
Here at the Heartbreak Motel. I got a room with bath. Back home I only had a room and it just had a path.
This outside plumbing is unbecoming. It's really out of this world.
The waiter in the dining room, he filled my heart with cheer. He said I would enjoy it cause I could eat dirt cheap here.
And he was so right. That was my last night. And now I'm checking out of here.
Music of the Star. Homer, Jethro. Jethro Burns lived in Evanston. Gotta tell you that. We boom into Evanston. Well, that reminds me. Of what? I forgot. No. I remember what I got to tell you. Last week we're cut off by a football game, but I'll tell you how to keep listening. Sometime it happens at 10 o'clock. Pre-game and all that. You can keep listening by civicmedia.us. Civicmedia.us. Welcome our new station on the Civic Media Radio Network, WZTI, all over Milwaukee. Thank you. That's Jeff Alpert on trombone. Heartbreak Hotel, here's Sammy Davis, Jr. The Music of the Stars. At the London Palladium.
There she is, my old gal, and there he is, that's my old pal, and here am I, broken-hearted. She was mine in May, his in June, but she forgot mighty soon. And here am I, man, I'm broken-hearted. The last time that she said goodbye, I knew that we were through. It's bad enough that I lost him too. Well, there they go in their joy, a happy girl and a swinging boy, and here am I.
Silva wrote that. And Jack Plyce in the orchestra, and here's Jerry Lewis. Jack Plyce in the orchestra on the Music of the Star.
I dream of you more than you dream I do. How can I prove to you this love is real? You're mean to me more than you mean to be. You just can't seem to see the way I feel when I am close to you. The world is far. Can't see.
to say I want you so, more than you'll ever know, more than you dream I do, I dream of you. When I am close to you, the world is far away. The words that fill my heart, my lips can't seem to say. I want you so, more than you'll ever
Osler's wife, Edna. And her partner, Marjorie Getchlius. Bing Crosby picture, Bob Hope, The Road to Morocco, Moonlight Becomes You. And Jackie Gleason and his orchestra in 1957. Carol O'Connor wrote a song for All in the Family. It's the closing song. And here's Carol to sing it for us.
Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Carol O'Connor.
I think by now most of you know the opening theme of All in the Family, but I don't know if many of you have taken much notice of a very nice closing theme we have. And I didn't notice it for a couple of weeks after beginning my show, and I did notice it, and I asked my friend Roger Kellaway, who composed the music, if I could have permission to do a lyric to it.
And he said, fine. So I wrote the lyric to it. And the title of it is Remembering You. And it's our pleasure, Rogers and mine, to do this words and music for you tonight.
By Carol O'Connor from All in the Family. I want to feature a musician here that you heard his music, you remember it sort of. I have no idea who wrote it, who played it. His name was Otto Cesana. See, I told you. Sazani's quite a guy. He arranged orchestrated custom music, what I meant to say, for network radio and for Radio City Music Hall in New York City. In fact, on the air, he conducted a town hall concert, all his own music. But he's forgotten today, which is more the pity. And with his wife, he lived in New York City, came to the United States from Italy in 1908. His brother was Renzo Cezana. And, you know, we had that mockery of his brother Renzo, the Continental, on Saturday Night Live. Yeah, his brother was an actor and composer also. Renzo died in 1970. Otto died 10 years later. Recorded for Columbia Records. He did a few musicals, Alibaba and the 40 Thieves, stuff like that. One more from Otto Cezana. This is his autumn song.
To fall. soon I'll hear old winter song. But I miss you most of all, my darling. When autumn leaves start to
from Canada, Joan Crawford, 1956, Autumn Leaves, a title song. It's a May-December romance. You know, they had Joan playing the December part. Here's Homer and Jethro playing it straight.
Jethro. I talked about Jethro Burns living in Evanston, giving string lessons all the way till the end of his life. Great stuff. Here's another guy from Wisconsin, maybe more popular than anybody ever on guitar. The kid started out making his own guitar out of a board, a 2x4 it was, but he pioneered electronic guitar, you see, and his first job professionally was in Kenosha, the old Gateway Theater, still there. Now it's called a Roadie. And the kid was Les Paul, and he was from Waukesha. Gene Lockhart wrote that. Fiddler on the Roof, Perry Como. Stand by for news. We'll be right back.
Is this the little girl I carry? Is this the little boy at play? I don't remember growing. Did she get to be a beauty? When did he grow to be so tall? Wasn't it yesterday that they were small?
Fiddler on the Roof. Sunrise will be a whole lot earlier next week. I'll remind you about that. Daylight saving time ends. We're on from 7 a.m. till high noon on most of these civic media radio stations. If we're not on your station, worldwide always, and that includes...
You're listening to WRJN and W260 CV Racine, W251 BU Kenosha, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Brief. President Trump meets with congressional leaders tomorrow, hoping to avoid a government shutdown. CBS's Michael Toscano.
Democrats have pushed for the bill to include a permanent extension of tax credits for people enrolled in health insurance through the Affordable Care Act, as well as a rolling back of Medicaid cuts that were in the recently passed domestic policy bill passed by Republicans.
In Southport, North Carolina, Police Chief Todd Coring says they've arrested a man who shot and killed three people at a waterfront restaurant.
I don't feel like there's any additional threats to the community right now.
The Cleveland Guardians are in baseball's postseason.
You will have another October to remember.
A walk-
walk-off hit batter got them there. The AL Central and East are still undecided, as is the last National League wildcard slot. The U.S. is far behind with the last day of the Ryder Cup underway. European captain Luke Donald says it's a surprise.
I didn't expect to have as big a lead like this. A lot of things have gone well for us. Very happy with how strong our team is.
CBS News Brief. I'm Peter King.